The Volume.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This Valentine's Day, you know just what to get that special someone because you know just what makes them tick. So, head on over to ProFlowers.com to get fresh this Valentine's Day and get 15% off through February 14th on gifts for your special someone with promo code CRUSH15. See website for details.
The Colin Cowherd Podcast brought to you by FanDuel. It's never been easier to play fantasy on FanDuel. Whether you love basketball, golf, soccer, or any fantasy sport, there is a contest for every fan. FanDuel, more ways to win.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Friday morning podcast, the Colin Cowherd podcast. So Chad Millman will be joining us in about 7 to 8 minutes. As you know, as is customary on our Friday podcast, time for fake questions, real answers. Things I want to talk about, but don't want to wait for you to ask me the questions. Dear Colin, have you been listening to the fantastic Jay Boy show? Well, yeah, I hired him. It's on the Volume Podcast Network, home to a roster of excellent thought-provoking shows, and boy, what a terrific addition it has been. Thank you for noticing. Anyway, the other day, Jay Boy said the LSU head coaching job is better than the USC head coaching job. In fact, go ahead and play the clip.
LSU is a better job for the most competitive coaches than USC is. I'm not talking about going out and drinking a mimosa on Venice Beach. I'm talking about knowing if you're the best coach, going against the best coaches, in the league with the best players, in the most fertile recruiting ground, in the craziest recruiting wars.
So, Colin, do you agree with J-Boy? Actually, I do. LSU in Baton Rouge is much more defined by college football than USC is in Southern California. Part of being great, I mean, think about this. The state of Alabama has two of the top 20 programs in the country. I mean, there's 5 million people in the state. How's that possible? Because they deeply care about winning. It changes their self-esteem. LSU needs and feels it's necessary to be defined by success in football. USC is a better university, in a distracted market, and they don't view it that way. They want to win, and when they get the right coach, they usually win big. But part of a great college football job is a community that has to win to feel good about themselves. That is much more LSU than USC. Dear Colin, if you were Urban Meyer and wanted to keep your job with the Jags, what would you say to the team and the owner right now? Well, I always think the answer in crisis is always the same. Everybody is willing to give people second chances. What you can't do is BS them. Athletes will understand it. They've made mistakes too. Many have come from tough upbringings, right? They have not lived perfectly linear lives. When you stand in front of athletes and can be authentically vulnerable, admit mistakes, it goes a long way. They're not going to judge you. They're athletes. Michael Jordan shot 50%. Brady throws 12 picks a year. Athletes are playing in an imperfect business. Don't BS them. Come straight, come clean. It'll buy you credibility in a room of 55 alpha males. Just be straight. Dear Colin, is it me or do people make too big of a deal about the importance of having the Yankees in the baseball playoffs? Great question. And yes, the Yankees are important. But the New York Yankees brand, beaten up a little, is not as valuable, quite as valuable today as 10 years ago when they had a long two-decade run of success. The other thing that helps baseball is Los Angeles is the second biggest market in the country, and the Dodgers now have to be considered favorites for the World Series. You will engage the LA market. The White Sox are in the playoffs. That's the third biggest city. You will engage the Chicago market. The Red Sox are in the playoffs with a rabid sports fan base. That's a top 10 market. So if you're not going to have the Yankees, the fact that you have LA, Chicago, Boston, and by the way, Houston is one of the 10 largest cities in America and has a growing brand in baseball. It would be better with the Yankees. It will, however, survive without them. Dear Colin, Kyrie Irving, what's up with that guy? First of all, I love succinct questions. Excellent. First of all, he's a flat earther conspiracy theorist. I had lunch the other day with a friend of mine. And I said, you could spend a weekend and have the greatest time with a guy. You guys go whitewater rafting. You know, you just have a great time. You go fishing. And on the ride home, if he said, you know, I think the world is flat, you'd be like, check, please. There are certain things you can't say among rational people. The other thing to remember is that all conspiracy theorists share certain qualities. Ego. They think they're smarter than they are. They feel they've been victimized or shunned, and there should be a greater perception of their brilliance. Anti-vaccine people, Earth is flat people. They want you to think they have information and insight you don't have. Well, Kyrie's got an ego, and between the Brad Stevens mess, between the LeBron situation, Kyrie has always felt that people do not understand his greatness. He is a walking, talking Reddit board. He wants attention, like all conspiracy theorists. Man, woman, doesn't matter. Young, old, conspiracy theorists, pay attention to me. I have information you don't. All right, everybody. I had a good week last week. As Chad and I discuss eight games, I pick five. I was 6-2 last week. I felt pretty good about that. I should have stayed away from the Dolphins Colts. I was warned. I screwed up. Chad Millman, Chief Content Officer, Action Network. So I felt really good last week. I told you I felt really good. I went Bermuda Triangle hunting on the Dolphins and whiffed. So that's life. You learn. So I want to start this week. I know I'm going to be viewed as a square, but I'm going to give you my rationale on a game I like a lot. I like Carolina -3.5, and here's why. I think the acquisition of Stephon Gilmore adds incredible juice to the locker room. Matt Rhule and the organization is telling the locker room, this is a playoff team. We're not messing around. We believe in this. We believe in this young team. Secondly, Eagles have to go on the road second straight weekend. The Panthers defense, which I believe is a top 10 defense, was really a bit embarrassed by Dallas. I mean, that game was not nearly as close as the score. I think their defense rebounds. McCaffrey may play. I know the hook tells me to take the Eagles, but the hook told me to take the Panthers last week, and I took the Cowboys hard. I like Carolina at home to rebound a confident locker room and beat the Eagles by closer to a touchdown. I'm a square, right?
This is an interesting game. I've had a lot of conversations with professional bettors about this game because my first instinct was, like yours, I'm taking the Panthers, like 100%. I've been on this team from the beginning. I think they're better than what they played against the Cowboys. And I feel like the Eagles showed some vulnerability, especially in areas we thought they were incredibly strong, which was the offensive and defensive line.
Fletcher Cox, by the way, maybe it's schemes, maybe it's age. Fletcher Cox is not the same player he was last year and the year before. So that just needs to be stated. He's not the same player. Something's going on.
So to me, this really becomes, it really is about who do you believe in? Do you believe in the Eagles and that they're the team that performed really well in week one? Are they the team that performed a little bit better against the Chiefs? Or do you believe the Panthers are better than the team that lost to the Cowboys in their very first game against a team that could really challenge them, that had talent that was equal to theirs? So I'm with you. The wise guys, a lot of wise guys I know are with you, but this isn't one of those games where, wise guys love the Eagles. Wise guys love the Panthers. Wise guys love the Panthers because they believe in Matt Rhule. They believe in this defense. They believe that the secondary is getting better. But they also know, is Christian McCaffrey playing? Is Shaq Thompson playing? Is their third down defense due for a regression? Because right now they're holding opponents to a third down conversion of a third down conversion rate of 23%. That's unsustainable. Last year, the best percentage was the Eagles at 31%. So you've got a sort of... It's a coin flip. It's basically, if you believe in the Panthers, bet the Panthers. I'm with you. I believe in the Panthers. There's one thing that's interesting. Everybody sort of in the gambling space is talking this week about Jalen Hurts is much better against the blitz than he's being given credit for. And the Panthers love to blitz. If you look at Jalen Hurts, he's been blitzed about 100 times in his career. 8 touchdowns, 1 interception, 8.8 yards per attempt. Don't you think that Carolina knows he's good at responding to the blitz? So there could be some adjustments to how they play defensively that could play to their advantage.
The most obvious pick of the week is Titans -4 at the Jags. You have a disrupted locker room in Jacksonville. The Jags played very well, but they've been reeling. Urban Meyer situation. The Titans are also humiliated because they lost to a very weak Jets team. This feels like a fairly obvious favorite play. Titans, sharper square.
Oh, it's totally square. And I hate to say it. Like, it's sometimes betting means doing bad things. And look, Titans could very well win this game. They're getting 80% of the bets, 91% of the money. But in those scenarios, everything about what's happening with this game screams, bet the Jags. Because you're getting a home team that's a middle, sort of not a huge underdog, not a small underdog. It's in the middle of the road at 4. And that we don't know if A.J. Brown and Julio Jones are playing. I would assume they won't because they could probably use the recovery and the Jags are not as much of a threat. The Tennessee defense is terrible. Terrible. They cannot get pressure. And they've got 21 people on their injury list. There's only 22 guys that start on either side of the ball. So they are loaded with injuries. They can't stop people on third down. And generally, like the Titans, they play down to the competition. Last year, look at the teams they beat. Denver by 2 on the road. Vikes by 2 on the road. They lost to Cincinnati on the road. They beat the Texans by 3 on the road. This year, they just lost to the Jets. So it's ugly, especially with everything going on in Jacksonville. But the wise guys are going to be in the Jags.
All right, one of my favorite bets of the week. I'm going to take the Raiders -5 against the Bears. So Justin Fields gets a start. This is a bad offensive line. Allen Robinson's disappeared. Montgomery is hurt. We have a coach in the hot seat. I think Justin Fields has talent, but that Lions defense is awful. The Raiders are a good team who had no shot on Monday night to beat Justin Fields. That was one of those snake pit games. The Chargers played as well as you can play. Herbert got great protection. Don't forget the Raiders offered a very significant pass rush upgrade in the games previous to that. Also note that Rashawn Slater at left tackle is playing like a pro bowler. The Bears do not have that advantage. They're a turnstile at left tackle. So I think the Raiders go back home. They're not a great team, but this is a Bears team that's limited offensively, and Montgomery's hurt. Robinson's not playing well. The offensive line's a mess. I'm taking the Raiders, one of my favorite plays of the week, sharp or square.
Well, it's square only in the sense that why focus on this one? There are so many games on the board that you can find an advantage in the point spread. There is no advantage here. This game is lined exactly as it should be. There's no opportunity to find an edge. To me, this is, remember last week we talked about the Colts and the Dolphins? I'm like, why would you choose that game? There's no edge here. You've got a Bears team with Justin Fields. You don't know what you're getting. The one thing we know is that when Bill Lazor was calling the plays for the Bears, he was better. When he had a little bit more time against a bad Lions defense, he was better. The Raiders cannot pressure the ball. Max Crosby's great. Outside of Max Crosby, they get no pressure on the ball. And we saw Carr, his weaknesses, they play to the Bears' strength defensively, which is pressuring the quarterback. So there's too many strength on weakness, too many unknowns still about what you're getting from the Bears. The line is exactly what it should be. You're not going to get a wise guy to tell you he loves either side.
College football season in full swing, baby. You can make every moment more with FanDuel Sportsbook. That's my place right now. All customers, all of them, get a $10 parlay bet bonus. Place a $20 parlay bet, $20, and get a $10 bonus, win or lose. Some interesting games this week. I like Oklahoma -3.5 to beat Texas and cover. I think it's a high-scoring game, but I'll take the Sooners' culture to beat the Longhorns. Keep your eye on Michigan -3 at Nebraska. I think Michigan has an identity for the first time in the Harbaugh reign. I think the Wolverines win and cover. Also, I think Penn State +2.5 has a chance in sort of a dull, low-scoring game to beat Iowa. I'd probably take them +2.5. By the way, why should you use FanDuel Sportsbook? It's easy to register, easy to deposit, easy to find your bet. My friends love betting on a FanDuel Sportsbook. When you win, you get paid in as little as 24 hours. If you're new to the FanDuel Sportsbook, sign up today, promo code Colin. Promo code Colin. Also receive a risk-free bet up to $1,000. Promo code Colin so they know I sent you. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max bonus $10, $400 final price or longer required. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com.
21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia or West Virginia. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile/web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit fanduel.com/RG.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by.
Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, but they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Colorado, Jersey, and Virginia. Or call 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Tennessee Red Line is 1-800-889-9789. Or go to 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. Or call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona.
It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform I love to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big business, so upstarts, startups, and established businesses alike can sell everywhere. Synchronize online and in-person sales and effortlessly stay informed. I love Shopify. Have for years the tools and resources that make it easy for any business to succeed from down the street to around the globe. Shopify is more than a store. Connect with your customers. Drive sales. Manage your day-to-day. Reach customers online with an ever-growing suite of channel integrations and apps, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest, and more. More than a store, Shopify grows with you. Go to shopify.com/Colin, all lowercase, shopify.com/Colin for a free 14-day trial, full access at Shopify's entire suite of features. Shopify.com/Colin.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I would take Browns plus 1.5 at the Chargers. My takeaway is Baker Mayfield off his worst game probably in a year. The Chargers on a short week. It's a very young team. Many of their best players are first and second year players. Asante Samuel, Justin Herbert, Rashawn Slater. This is still a young team. I would take the under on this game because, as we know from Brandon Staley, every Charger opponent has scored their fewest points of the year against the Chargers. But I do like the Browns getting points. I think they bounce back. And I do believe Cleveland's defense now is as good or better than their offense. I think the Browns are a better overall roster, and they're getting 1.5. And by the way, the stadium will be 50-50 Browns fans. It's not really a road game.
Most interesting game on the board, I will tell you. When I do the podcast, The Favorites, with Simon Hunter, professional bettor, every single week we record on Tuesday, we'll talk about all the games, and then we'll record again on Thursday as we narrow down the field and the games we like the best. This was the game we debated most on Tuesday. Every single Tuesday after the podcast comes out, Simon, who is a professional bettor for a long time, gets calls from his buddies who are professional bettors, and they will critique what he is talking about. He'll get two or three games where they're like, what are you doing? You're on the wrong side. You're crazy for thinking this. He loved the Browns on Tuesday. I loved the Chargers. And everything you said is right. The Browns D is completely balling out. The secondary is deep and it's talented. And Myles Garrett is rushing the passer. Their linebacking core, young linebacking core, is amazing. They've only allowed 20 points in the past 10 quarters. Okay? They played the Vikings, who are great defense and great offense and completely stymied them. When they were both the pro and the public faves last week. And so now you're playing a Chargers defense. The run defense is terrible. Browns rushing offense is great. The bookmakers are begging you to take the Chargers here. It's a much shorter line than you would expect because people would think the Chargers, they're getting so much better. They're owning the AFC West. They just had a huge win in prime time. You're getting an opportunity here with the Chargers. And there's one key component here. One key component. Baker Mayfield is playing with a partially torn labrum in his non-throwing shoulder. Look, that just came out today. I know it's his non-throwing shoulder. I can tell you right now, that is a challenge to manage. You get hit the wrong way once, who knows how you're gonna deal with it. Torn labrums are not easy to play with, regardless of whether or not it's in your throwing shoulder. So I'm going to lean Chargers here, and so are the wise guys.
Wow. My gut feeling is take the 49ers and 5.5. This has been a very close series. That's the biggest win. Arizona's win over the Rams is probably their biggest win with Kyler Murray. It's the most significant, the most discussed. So I go to the natural regression. I also think the 49ers are completely desperate, and I do think Jimmy G will play. I'm going to stay away from this probably because of Garoppolo's health. I would take the Niners plus 5.5, sharp or square.
Sharp. Every sharp will tell you take the Niners plus 5.5. 2 weeks ago, people were talking about the Niners the way they're talking about the Cardinals right now. They were a Super Bowl contender. The one thing Kyle Shanahan isn't great at is coaching against the spread as a favorite. One thing that he is amazing at, coaching against the spread as an underdog. This is when the guy thrives, when he's missing holes, when he needs to scheme, when he has to think creatively about how to game plan against a quarterback like Kyler Murray and an offense like the Arizona Cardinals, and how he has to think about, what am I going to do with the players I have? Jimmy G, Trey Lance, I can guarantee you this week in practice, Trey Lance, they're coming up with running plays for Trey Lance out of the backfield that will give him an advantage against any element of the Cardinals defense. 49ers totally the right side here. Sharp play.
I picked the Giants last week outright at the Saints to win outright. Joe Judge has been blown out once in his rebuild with young Daniel Jones, one time last year, week three against San Francisco. I think Joe Judge is a good coach. I think the emergence of their rookie receiver from Florida, I think their left tackle, who was seen as a little bit of a bust, is now playing really good football. His pass protection, Andrew Thomas, his pass protection grades are very high. The Giants have, if you get your left tackle right and your center right, your offensive line's fine. The offensive line, Greg Cosell told me, was very good the last 2 weeks. I'm taking the Giants plus 7. I think this is one of the most underrated teams in the league. They are 2 plays from being 3-1. This is way too many points in a division rivalry game.
100% sharp side. You're right about it being too many points in a rivalry game. The Cowboys are overinflated. This line opened higher. It's been bet down. Money coming in on the Giants because of what the Cowboys did against the Panthers, because of what Dak has been doing this year, because of Trayvon Diggs at corner and Micah Parsons at linebacker, and because they forced so many turnovers, which, by the way, is due for a regression. But you nailed it. Andrew Thomas, holding that left side of the line. Last year, first 4 games, he gave up 18 quarterback pressures. First 4 games this year, he's given up 6. No quarterback sacks. He was the laughingstock of the NFL last year as the 4th overall pick who could not find his way around the edge and blocking anybody from getting to Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones, all of a sudden, because he's getting better protection, guess what? He's a better quarterback. One yep. pick this year. One pick that was the end of the half Hail Mary against the Saints. The guy is just consistently better than he was. I think you're completely right. The Sharps think you're completely right.
I would take Bills plus 3 at the Chiefs. This comes down to third down. Kansas City cannot get people off the field. Now, the Bills have beaten up on a very weak schedule. The Chiefs have played a much better schedule. That's probably why we have the number. But I do think I come back to the Chiefs, which are usually a slow starting team. They're a great finishing team. I think Buffalo is going to take the lead here. I think they're a very tough team to come back from because I think they finally found a pass rush. I don't think Kansas City, now they've led in their last 65 games at one point, so we know they're fine. There's no reason to panic. But the defense situationally, red zone, third down, right now, it's bad. And I think Buffalo may not be better than Kansas City in December. I think today they are, and they're getting points, and I would take it.
Here's what worries me. Not only are you choosing the sharp sides, but you're using, it's like you're in my notes. You're talking about Andrew Thomas being one of the better pass rushing blockers in the NFL. That was supposed to like stump you. I was supposed to say that to you and you were supposed to be like, Nolan's a genius. Like the guy's so locked in. He's down to that level of detail. And you're doing the same thing with the Bills. Not only is the Bills pass rush really good, they're number 1 in the league in pressure rate, but only number 18 in the blitz. So what they're going to be able to do against a Kansas City O-line that has not recovered from the postseason last year, they have not proven to be able to protect Patrick Mahomes in the same way. They're going to be able to get pressure on Patrick Mahomes without having to sacrifice coverage in the deep part of the field where their defensive backs are actually very good. So the defense is just much better than last year, and that is really important. I would take it one step further. You can bet the plus 3. You can have a little more fun and just bet the Bills on the money line.
Yeah, they're going to win. I think they're going to win by 10. By the way, I believe to show you the struggle of the offensive line for Kansas City, their highest graded offensive lineman could be Creed Humphrey, their rookie from Oklahoma. That's a concern. So what it, you know, and he's really good. He was the best center in the country. But we've talked about this before. A defensive line can be improved rapidly by the acquisition or drafting of a great rusher. Offensive line, you could bring in 4 Pro Bowlers. It takes time, generally. It's a chemistry unit. And to your point and my point, Kansas City right now is struggling in that space. Okay, here's another game. I'm going to throw this at you. I got 2 more left.
Sure.
This one, I'm going to rely on you. So I'm a believer in analytics to a point. The Saints are very pro analytics. Washington's not. I have this feeling. Sean Payton is pretty good off a loss. When you doubt him,
the 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. With some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
It's like Mike Tomlin. I think he's better. So the Saints only have to swallow two. I watched that Washington-Atlanta game. Something is wrong with Washington. I almost wonder if they should trade a defensive lineman because, and I'm serious here, make a statement. You got four first-round picks on the defensive front. Trade one. Send a signal. This is bullshit. We're playing bad football. This is not a good defense. And they're not good enough in the secondary to play without a rush. They should have lost that game to Atlanta. I think I'm going to take the Saints minus two at Washington. I really am. Washington, it was one of my whiffs of the year. I thought they were going to be a really feisty team. Atlanta moved the ball a lot. And it's like, that's with an immobile Matt Ryan. So Jameis Winston is more mobile than him. And they have Taysom Hill.
Yeah. I listen, this Washington football team defense has been such a disappointment. 29th in the league overall. Their defensive backfield cannot cover anybody. They're giving up yards after yards, and they're not getting any pressure. Chase Taylor, I think, Chase Young going into last week, I don't think he has a sack yet this year, which is really astonishing because they were playing at a historic level last year. Here's the problem with your pick. The Saints are the right side in this game. It's not a sharp play right now if you're going to play it at -2. The sharp play was Sunday night when this game opened at pick and everybody took the Saints. That's when the line moved. It immediately, it was Sunday night, it was pick. Monday morning, it was -1.5. Now it's a 2. What's interesting about this, and you mentioned Tomlin, you mentioned Sean Payton. We have the same thing with Belichick. For the past 15, 16, 17 years, these three coaches have been the exceptions to the rule. They have defied the odds, literally. They have won in ways in which they historically, coaches in that position should not win. On the road, off of a big loss. At home, off of a big loss. Covering when they're not supposed to be covering, right? Rah-rah Mike Tomlin. Sean Payton, in this scenario, covers. They've also had Ben Roethlisberger at his peak. Drew Brees at his peak. Tom Brady at his peak. So what we are going to find out right now is if these things we've always believed about these coaches is actually true, or if they were the beneficiaries of incredible quarterbacks. The Saints are a very interesting case, and it's a little bit of a case study for what you're talking about, Colin, because you're thinking about Sean Payton and what he's done over the years when he's had Drew Brees. Jameis Winston, he's trying to keep the ball out of his hands. He's basically saying, get the ball to our defense, let them win the games. And their defense is amazing. So yeah. I do like New Orleans in this game, but I don't like it at -2 because I've lost the best of the number.
Your Valentine's Day shouldn't start with a Hail Mary. Don't wait until everyone's rushing the field for those last-minute gifts on February 14th. Be the MVP this Valentine's Day and go to ProFlowers.com to save 15% until February 14th with code CRUSH15 at checkout. See website for more details.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
By the way, give me a game. Give our audience a game. You don't even have to tell me the side that you think's the most interesting bettable game this week.
Oh, Colin. Like, remember how we talked about last week, I begged you to take the Jets.
I couldn't. I didn't have the stomach for it. I was not going to take both New York teams. I took the Giants.
I took the Jets and the Giants, and I parlayed them, and it turned out to be a beautiful Sunday for me. The game that is most interesting to me right now, the Bengals +3.
It's what's funny about that. I told my staff this week, I said, it smells like an upset. It totally smells like an upset for the Bengals.
Yes. So what are the Packers going to do? Joe Burrow is something special, and we've seen it. And there was that clip going around this week, put the ball in my hands, right? Like, the guy's got swag. He's very comfortable changing plays at the line of scrimmage. He's very comfortable against the pass rush. The Packers have no pass rush. Jaire Alexander's out for the Packers. He was the only thing keeping that group in the defensive backfield together and giving anybody any fear at all from an offensive point of view. So now I'm getting the Bengals, who are home dogs, with 80% of the action coming in on the Packers.
Oh, boy.
I mean,
seriously.
Why are we talking about the Raiders and the Bears? We can be talking about the Bengals and the Packers. You're looking
I'm a square.
At a corner TV game again, and I'm trying to give you a fillet.
Well, I said last week, I knew I had the square side, but I love Dallas against the Panthers. because Sam Darnold would play from behind for the first time. And I believe Justin Fields is going to play from behind. And I don't like rookie quarterbacks with bad O-lines on the road playing from behind. I don't like that space. I think it's asking way too much. So I love the Raiders this week. And I know what? I'll be honest with you. I wore Dockers. I am square. I live for square. I once drove a Honda Accord for 8 years. My wife, when she met me, she said, "You're kind of a cool guy. Why are you driving a nerdy car?" And I'm like, "Meh, I don't know. I'm not cool."
Listen to me. I'm not buying this because 3 weeks ago, we were having a great conversation about how you're betting the number early. You're playing a little sharper. And I'm like, "Colin, what kind of advice can I give you? Because now you're betting the numbers when they're supposed to be bet. So now all of a sudden you're square again. That's fine. You can be square. It's better for me. I got more stuff to tell you when you're wrong." The other games, all right. The other games that I want to talk about. And it's all gross. Right. It's totally gross.
I don't like, you know what I don't like about this? You bet shitty teams. Yeah. I don't like sitting in my living room praying that Jared Goff makes a play. That's revolting to me. I'd rather chug NyQuil. There's nothing about that I like.
Then you would have hated that 30 minutes on Sunday where the Jets had the game wrapped up.
I know.
And then a 4th-and-10 pass interference. And then they couldn't get it in from the goal line in overtime. And then the Titans go down the field. Like that half an hour at the same time where the Giants are finding a way to grab a win from the jaws of defeat. And I'm winning a Jets-Giants money line parlay while my wife, my beautiful wife, who you know, is waiting for me to go to the block party that we are finally going to have for the first time in years because of COVID. And I can't leave because I'm waiting for disgusting things to happen. And I am hoping.
All right. Give me your one disgusting bet. I'll give you one.
Dolphins. Dolphins plus 10 against the Bucks.
Oh, come on.
You come on.
Hey, I have supported Jacoby Brissett. I'm like one of those Bernie Sanders voters. I know I have no chance to win, but there's something about him I like. And last week, I'm bailing on Bernie. I'm bailing on Jacoby Brissett. He's hard to watch. He's frustrating.
He's very hard to watch. But listen, the Bucs O-line is in trouble. The Bucs defensive backfield is dreadful. Don't look at what Mac Jones did thinking, "Oh my God, Mac Jones is amazing." Because by the way, I'll also be betting the Texans this weekend. Don't look at that as Mac Jones being amazing. Look at it as the Bucs defensive backfield did not know how to cover anybody. You don't complete 19 passes in a row against a Super Bowl caliber team if that team has a defensive backfield that can actually stand up to what it's being thrown. Okay? So give me the Dolphins plus 10 in an overinflated line where everybody is saying what you're saying about Jacoby Brissett and everybody is thinking the Bucs are the greatest team in the world, and Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback in the world, which he is, but the line's a little bit too high.
All right. I'll think about it. You know what? The Bengals I may just use in Blazing 5, because I do my homework, but that doesn't mean I can't use your homework, and I think it's a really smart play. By the way, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and Boyd. How would you like to, if you're a quarterback, how would you like to have those three for the next 4 years?
Right.
Wow.
And by the way, T. Higgins, he's back this week, right? And so it's another weapon that he has against a defensive backfield that really is in a lot of trouble.
All right, Millman, I'm out of here. I got stuff to do. They're sanding the floors at my house, by the way, and I have a little bit of a head cold. So dust in the air, head cold. It's like, you know, here's the thing. We bought an old house. And, you know, whatever. My wife's a designer. She likes projects. So I bought an old house. We're 6 months in every day. There's literally saran wrap on staircases. It's a miserable life. You know what? Anybody listening, buy a new house. There's no reason to waste your life through a maze of tarp and tape. Can you hear the sanders in the background? Can you hear them?
We can't at all. But I know what you're going through because I have had work done on my house for about the past 6 months, inside, outside. Today, the internet went out during my podcast because someone cut a line while they were doing something in the basement. And there are times where I'm on a Zoom and I'm on mute and people will be saying, Chad, are you trying to talk? And it's not me trying to talk. It's the noise in my house that is so loud. It's interfering with the mute button.
All right. You know the drill. YouTube, The Volume Sports. Instagram, The Volume Sports. Twitter, The Volume Sports. Check it out. Good stuff. See you later. Talk soon.
Your Valentine's Day shouldn't start with a Hail Mary. We've got you covered on the big day when you order flowers and gifts from ProFlowers early this year. Head on over to ProFlowers.com to get 15% off our entire collection of blooms, gifts, and more for your cutie with promo code CRUSH15 until February 14th. The clock is running out, so don't wait until everyone's rushing the field for those last-minute gifts on February 14th. Be the MVP this Valentine's Day and go to ProFlowers.com to save 15% with code CRUSH15 at checkout. See website for more details.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dekovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dekovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dekovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.